You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Since the current level 4 lockdown began this time last week, supermarket workers around the country have been under pressure from a continual stream of customers and high stock demands. This morning, Francis spoke with Tali Williams, Secretary for Retail Finance and Commerce at First Union, the union that represents many of the country's supermarket workers. They spoke about the pressure supermarket workers are under and the union's push for living wage for essential workers. Francis began by asking what life is like for supermarket workers at the moment.
So what we're hearing from workers in supermarkets is that it's an extremely stressful time for them to be working. First of all, we're still dealing with the virus that's generally, you know, still a bit of the unknown. They've got streams of people coming in through the door that they're needing to deal with every day rather than just a handful of people like the rest of us who get to stay in our bubbles. So yeah, a really stressful time. Unfortunately, you know, there's still that stuff going on for people where customers are coming in like really stressed out for their own reasons and taking it out on supermarket staff, whether that's giving them a bit of abuse for the fact that staff can't pack their bags for hygiene reasons, or because there's not certain products on the shelves because of that sort of product depletion right now. So yeah, it's not a nice time for them, eh?
And are you seeing a reduced number of available supermarket workers because of the lockdown?
What we're starting to see happen is because people need to stay home to isolate if they have been tested because they're a close contact or because they're sick or because they have vulnerable people in their bubble, they need to stay home, or they're vulnerable themselves. That means they're not able to be out there on the front line, and therefore those people left behind on the front line are, you know, struggling even more because of the staffing levels kind of left behind. And we're really conscious of that and really speaking to the supermarkets quite a lot about that and monitoring that, because it's extremely important that there are safe staffing levels in those supermarkets which remain open. So it may be in some situations, for example, that if there's not enough staff to safely open, that a supermarket may need to close or may need to go online only or something along those lines. But it's extremely important that a constant check is kept on that, because there's just too much risk for those people left behind trying to run those stores when they've got, you know, massive lines out the door, queues, angry customers, issues with getting products out. It's extremely stressful for those people.
And just sort of picking up on that, do you think that currently supermarket staff are overworked? Are you hearing that?
Yeah, so we're hearing a lot from when I've asked people what's top of mind for you guys at the moment out there on the front line, the response is always to do with the stress levels involved and the fact that they're needing to do a lot, and a lot under a stressful situation, you know, having to do the work, cover the work of others who are not able to be there.
Do you think supermarket workers feel supported by their employers?
I think that there's still a lot of work that has to happen in terms of making sure there's safe staffing levels in the supermarket. So that's something that's been a massive campaign for our union within the supermarkets with our Healthy Staff and Healthy Stores campaign. You know, staffing levels are a health and safety issue, even more so during a pandemic, and making sure that there are the staffing levels required to keep people safe, to keep people feeling secure at work as well. We do find, for example, that if there's less staff around, staff report more instances of being abused or awful things happening to them, and they feel less secure when there's less people around, not to mention the health and safety concerns wrapped around if there's not enough people to do the job. You've got people running around and more mistakes get made, more health and safety risks come about. So there's plenty of reasons why there needs to be sufficient staffing levels, and we've really put the pressure on the supermarkets regarding that over recent times.
And can we move quickly to talk about the vaccines? So You've just been moved to prioritise supermarket workers. Do you think that supermarket workers should have been prioritised earlier for vaccines?
Yeah, I think it would have been good if they would have been prioritised earlier, but we're really pleased that they're prioritised now. And we know a number of people who have already put their names on the list booked in to be vaccinated. It's all underway, which is really good and extremely important for workers who've been waiting on this moment.
And finally, I guess, what would you like to say to listeners who are thinking of heading to the supermarket today to do a lockdown shop?
I think the important thing is to bear in mind that these workers in supermarkets are under a lot of stress and pressure themselves. They're also really nervous about being, you know, exposed to the virus by people who are coming in a constant stream of a queue. Just be mindful of those workers. It's not their fault if there's not enough products. It's not their fault if there's not enough staff doing the best that they can. And it's really important to be mindful of that. We hear as well a lot of anxiety about customers not wearing masks. Really important to wear a mask when you go into a supermarket. It's really not fair on the workers if you don't. If you've got a handful of people without masks in a day, even that is so much more exposure than is warranted. So really important to wear a mask to show your respect for supermarket workers' health and well-being as well. There's just one other thing that I wanted to comment on too. Both the Foodstuffs and Countdown have implemented a 10% bonus for the level 4 lockdown for workers on the front line. This is really great, but we think it's really important to lock in that lockdown pay and value essential workers by paying them at least the living wage. We've always maintained that since the first lockdown, that essential workers should be paid at least the living wage. For example, supermarket workers, bus drivers, etc., those on the front line. You know, we've made some progress with wages and Countdown and in some of the pack and saves, but there's still a long way to go to get those workers to living wages. We rely on essential workers to stay on the front line while we're at home in our bubbles, and they should be valued for the fact that they're out there doing this important, you know, frontline work and allowing us to stay back at home. The least we can do is ensure they have living wages. So that's a really important message, I think, to supermarket employers out there as well, and to customers, you know, supporting living wages for supermarket workers.
And so the union is working quite hard to push that at the moment?
Yeah, there's been, before this most current lockdown, been something that we've been pushing with the major supermarket players and across all retail, but most importantly for essential workers, we just shouldn't have those people in a position of being on the front line during a pandemic and not even being able to cover the important cost of living that they have back home.
That was Tali Williams, First Union Secretary for Retail, Finance and Commerce, speaking with Francis about supermarket workers under lockdown pressure.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.